Day 15 of the 28 Days Challenge. Yo, boy, back here again. And honestly, at this point, it's just going to be a vlog podcast. We're just blogging our every day of February. By the way, it actually happens to be Black History Month. Did you know that? I'm hoping that you do, actually. I really do. Let's go ahead and actually find some interesting facts about Black History Month. On this day, February 15th, Black History Month. Let's Google it. On this day, February 15th, Black History Month. There it is. All right. Let's see. Capital History. Oh, actually, this might be an interesting one. Because your boy here is a little bit into like the music realm, especially in the jazz and classical music realm. So on this day in Black History, February 15th, 1968, Henry Lewis became the first black to lead a major American orchestra on February 15th, 1968. And of course, my page freezes. Henry Lewis broke racial barriers, yeah, on this day. And he was named director of the New Jersey Symphony, and which allowed him to become the first black conductor and music director of a major American orchestra. And he was also the first African American to conduct at New York's world famous Metropolitan Opera. He was born in 1932 on October 16th in Los Angeles, California, and he began studying piano around the age of 5 and later played the clarinet and several string instruments. And at age 16, he became a double bassist with the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra and for the 7th Army Symphony, in which he also conducted in Germany while serving overseas in the United States Armed Forces. Lewis founded the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra after his discharge, but gained national recognition in 1961 when he was appointed assistant conductor for the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. And yeah, when Lewis joined the New Jersey Symphony, it was small community ensemble, and he transformed it into a major orchestra with a $1.5 million budget, a 100 concert season, and a global prestige that took over to Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center in Washington, and other famed halls, according to the New York Times. By the way, this was back in like 1968. $1.5 million dollars back then is worth a lot more than what it's worth today. So let's recognize at least this day because it is Black History Month. And like I said, your boy has been music director for a jazz station / classical music station. So just kind of hearing this, you know, you get a little nerded out. You get what I'm saying? You geek out a little bit. But honestly, this is all I'm going to share. Gonna keep it short. I'm gonna jump back and play Hogwarts Legacy anyway. So thanks again for listening, and until the next one.